Friday, the 11th of July, 2025. The date consistently above average went back to its supposed to be usual time slot. The early Friday morning release is back. For the Friday commuters, that might be a good thing. For other people, that might be a good thing. For other people, it might be a bad thing. But we're back. Episode 38 is here. The t-shirts are gone. They sold far more than what my target was. More than I could have expected. And I just wanted to say thank you very, very much to anyone who did get one. I will have a few extra knocking about because I do think a couple of people may have ordered a size incorrectly and I am covered for that potential, but I'm not covered for that potential in an excessive amount. I did order extra, so I will have extra in and I'm either going to give them away over the next couple of weeks and months on the podcast or I might just get greedy and sell them if people want them. But it will be a fraction of the total amount that are going to be arriving next week. And I am not looking forward to packaging and handwriting a letter to every one of you that bought one. So thank you very, very much for that. We're back to a traditional episode this week as I got a really good question into the DMs of the Instagram page and I thought it would be a good topic to discuss. Now, this podcast is not really a traditional open forum. It's not like a live stream where people can chat and ask questions back. I can't bring people on like when I'm recording it just to hear what people think back to the points. So I don't really know what people think or how they would reply to something like this as I'm saying it. I haven't used Facebook in maybe 5 years. I know there is still an Ireland BJJ grappling group on there, but the majority of people who are reading that aren't the ones commenting on it or commenting their thoughts on it either, which is completely fine. So there's an idea that like in regards to the internet, like this could be actually a complete lie, but I'm going to ask my savior, the new Google ChatGPT. ChatGPT, is there a stat about Twitter from years ago that 98% of all tweets are only made by 2% of users? Let's see what ChatGPT says. There is a commonly cited idea, often referred to as the 1% rule or participation inequality, that a tiny fraction of users generate the vast majority of content on platforms like Twitter. However, on Twitter, the more accurate falls like this. 10% of users are responsible for 80% of tweets. So, there you go. Older stats reported that 2% of users accounted for 60% of tweet activity. So, bit of an exaggeration or a misquote on my part. However, the concept is the same. 10% of people are responsible for making 80% of the noise. So, this is the message that I received. I was wondering if you could bring some attention to the feast or famine trend in Irish Jiu-Jitsu competition organization. Had a look on Smooth Comp. And apart from Grapple City on the 20th of July in Newry, we have no big competitions till the end of September in Ireland. Then we have 5 scheduled for the same weekend. ADCC, the Irish Nationals, the Shamrock Cup, Grapple City and Solid Ground are all on the 27th and 28th of September. I'm even going to throw in that there's technically 6 as there's the evening invitational after the Shamrock Cup as well, which will have brackets and matches and super fights. But before we go into those 5 and 6 tournaments that are on, I wanted to go back in time to a post that I alluded to a couple of weeks ago around the time of the Irish Open. And it's an old thread on boards.ie from 2011. So the first interesting post was from Irish BJJ folklore competition competitor, Tom Dargle, owner of the nationwide famous Dargle Bridge and Roll, which was a regularly seen move at tournaments in Ireland in 2011 and 12, regarding if the Irish Open was going to go ahead in the year of 2011, as they had gotten to like August of that year, and none of the scheduled tournaments that had been announced had ended up happening. So he said, "Hi, Clive." I assume that was to Clive Staunton. "Any idea if this will go ahead this year? There were 160 competitors at the Munster Open and 106 registered so far for the Irish BGA Cup. I think those numbers make it a viable competition." I competed at that Irish BGA Cup, actually. I got a bronze medal and I was delighted with myself. "But going forward, it would be great to build the Irish Open in a similar vein to the Swedish Open, 600 competitors over 2 days, and the English Open, 400 competitors over 2 days." Now, I think it's very cool to think that, like, that post that was made 14 years ago, 160 competitors at the Munster Open, comparing it to bigger tournaments, it is kind of what the guys around Ireland BGA have been trying to do and working towards. But so long ago is what is actually being done now. Like, the British Open is this weekend. They've got something like 1,400 competitors. The Swedish, which I believe is now called the Nordic Open in title, is one of the best tournaments that I've ever competed at. So in regards to the history of the Irish Open, John Kavanagh ran the very first one. According to a post on boards from 2005, there was like 90 people who showed up to compete. Then over the next couple of years, himself and Andy Ryan, as two of the most established guys in the country at the time, they ran the Irish Open. I believe Andy also ran a Dublin Open. But on these boards.ie threads, you'll see names competing there, like in white belt divisions. Like, I saw like Chris Fields won a white belt absolute at one of the Irish Opens. You'll see names like Gunnar Nelson winning an blue belt absolute, Arnie Isaacson, Tom King, Liam Beechner, Wayne Fagan, Paddy Carmody, Tim Murphy, and plenty of now established coaches and black belts who are competing as white belts, maybe blue belts at a push, including like Gunnar Nelson. Like, Gunnar Nelson had a match 1 year at purple belt against Kiefer McGill, who was the first world's medalist to ever come from Ireland. I believe she won blue belt worlds, but I could be open to correction on that. But Kiefer trained in the north. She started out, I think, with Gracie Bauer Belfast. But the fact that like Gunnar Nelson was doing the Irish Open and is now like on the back of a 13-year-long UFC career is kind of insane. But it is also very funny how that particular thread progressed, as one of the current heads of the Irish Open team, Barry Oglesby, said at the time, "I agree with the sentiments here. Having spoken to the guys on the IBJJA board, there's some restructuring to be done and it will be done soon. It's a voluntary thing, remember, so I think they'll be asking people in the community to chip in. I hope to see the Irish Open happen before 2011 is out, and I would be happy to facilitate it. I think we should be looking to make it one of Europe's best tournaments, and we have the proximity to the UK, a Ryanair hub, and plenty of NAMA hotels in our favour to make it an international event." Still relatively true mission statement to this day, even if the price of hotels is a little bit extortionate for people who would be flying over. Now, the thread ended up completely derailing and descending into an argument between different parties. And reading back on it now, it was pretty funny. I have posted on this forum as an idiotic teenager. There are comments from me in threads adjacent to this. So I'm not going to say like, oh, this was this person's view. And because they wrote it on a internet message board in a state of annoyance 14 years ago, well, then we need to hold them to this standard today. Like, absolutely not. But one of the posts, and I'm not going to say the person who posted it, but "I used to provide the facility for the Irish Open and the MMA League, amongst others. However, two things have prevented that from happening ever again. At one of last year's MMA leagues, parents and relatives of a particular group of competitors decided it would be okay to smoke cannabis outside the hall on school property on a Saturday morning at 11 a.m. while under 10, 11 and under 12 rugby and hockey was going on with parents watching their kids. Upon asking them to leave and take their competitor's sons with them and getting them disqualified from the competition, I had to listen to a tirade of abuse. That, unfortunately, was the reason I cannot facilitate the MMA league anymore." Now, it was later explained that like this person worked in that school, so for the sake of trying to allow the MMA league to happen, they weren't going to risk their job, which is completely, completely fair. Different things like competitors and supporters at competitions thinking that bins are ornaments and not for actually putting litter in. Throwing litter on the floor is fine. Throwing toilet roll down the toilets is fine. Spilling coffee, Powerade, all fine. Someone has to clean it up, but it was always someone and I was no longer prepared to do that. It was generally assumed that we would put out the matted areas and number the areas, provided tables, benches, etc., take delivery of the mats, all for free. Finally, I didn't personally feel most of the competitions in this country, this does not include the MMA League, were particularly well run. Weigh-ins were patchy, sometimes done well, sometimes not at all. Other competitions ran by SAPO, there were no weigh-ins. The honesty policy was used. Nothing ever, and I mean ever, started close to the time announced. It's not always the fault of the organisers, but usually due to a large cohort arriving on the day and can't understand why pre-registration is necessary for efficiency. 30 to 35 euro entry fees are extortionate. You've had it good. 30 to 35 euro entry fees are extortionate, particularly for single elimination. I know exactly how much Matt Hall's insurance costs, so when you have over 100 competitors paying someone, someone is making some okay money. So this went on and on and on, and then it turned into a huge argument. However, like, if you can find that Easter egg of a thread on boards.ie, honestly, it is so worth reading it, because there are so many parallels, like, that what people were complaining about then versus what they're complaining about now. And I don't know if it is just a thing with people complaining, finding ways to complain about certain stuff. Like, I've done it here in this podcast before. I'm going to do it again in the future. I'm going to pretend that it's not actually complaining. I'm just raising a point and backing it up with stats or blah, 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 blah. But it is a bit of complaining at the end of the day. In fact, I'm about to do it right now. So, we have six tournaments coming up, five tournaments coming up in the one weekend. I have gone to the effort, so you don't have to. You can fact check it though if you'd like, to see which tournament was first. So, Solid Ground 8 is on Sunday, the 28th of September. They announced the date of the event in October of 2024 and opened the registration for it then. Now, their entire scheduled season was posted in October for the following year. Aside from the fact that is incredibly efficient, they did it so that coaches, gyms, whatever, could have time to prep and mark them in their calendars. And Solid Ground have taken a huge focus on the youth development aspect of the sport, especially in the north. Their last event had 160 kids competing at it. There isn't a single coach that I have talked to that has had a bad word to say about this tournament, which is insane. Like, that is quite rare. Maybe in time when they do more, we'll have more things to give off about or whatever. But, and I'm referencing one particular old school coach that I know who coaches kids and teens, can't really roll too much anymore because of injury. In his professional life, works with kids and teenagers, loves coaching kids and teens in jiu-jitsu, has seen like cycles of people come through it and become adults now who can roast him when he's training with them. He said he would care more about, say, child's development and enjoyment of the sport than anything else in particular. But he said, in particular, how the lads speak, communicate with, interact with, and treat the kids, like how the staff talk to them, welcoming them to the weigh-in, making sure they're aware of what's about to happen through the next step. Different people, clearly identified as staff, who know the ins and outs, who aren't just there earning a wage, having never been at a jiu-jitsu tournament before because you need staff. These are all people involved with the community who understand the sport. And, like, the feedback that they've gotten from coaches is that this tournament is worth above and beyond the registration fee if you have kids and teens that are interested in competing. And this tournament has come from a genuinely good place. And guess what? Maybe why I'm saying all of this is because I get on really, really well with the organisers. I get on really well with them. They are absolute gents. I could not begin to... I could sit here for the rest of the show and struggle to find a bad thing to say about the organisers of this tournament. Well, maybe for the weekend that's in it, I could think of one thing, but I won't. But I will happily admit that they are sound, sound people. And if you have a growing kids or teens program in your gym, then you should be supporting Solid Ground over the next couple of years as they grow that event and the brand further. Now, Grapple City, new tournament on the block. They were next. They opened the registration period on the 1st of January of this year. Now, they have a tournament on the same day in Waterford. southeast of the country. To be honest, minor problem, but not a huge problem with a tournament that does mostly cater to adults, but they're running an event almost 3.5 hours away from the one in Belfast. Now, I am going to recheck this. Grapple City. No, that was the Connacht Summer Open. I would like to find the Munster Summer Open. Is that what this one's going to be? No, that was their tournament from last weekend. This is turning into a stinker. I'm not sure if they're running on the Saturday or Sunday. If they're running on the Saturday, well then, they have other competition. I think Solid Ground are the only one running on the Sunday. Bear with us here, folks. Technical difficulties. Grapple City are running on the Sunday. Okay? So that is Sunday in Waterford. So running an event that's almost 3.5 hours away from the one in Belfast, not the worst thing in the world. Solid Ground only within the last year pivoted towards offering adult divisions as well. So I can understand, okay, we will run one on the Sunday. Now, Grapple City is being ran by Niall Sunderland and another person. They've started running tournaments this year. They're from Clonmel. They've had a bit of experience running mixed martial arts events in the past before. I have a message from a coach who was at the tournaments, the last couple of ones, said the refs weren't great in Galway, but at the following one, there was better refs. So I think it can just depend on where it is and who's available and whatever. Outside of that, double elimination is an amazing format, almost as good as round robin. Level of competition in Galway was quite high, with a lot of Masters European champions. Divisions were much smaller in Cork, despite better refereeing, etc. Some of the white belt divisions in Galway had 20 plus people, so it seems to be a huge market for tournaments in Galway at the minute, or the west coast of Ireland. And then some general slander. Then, care about the community, overpaid refs and table staff for a longer day. Cannot confirm nor deny that, but experience and thoughts from somebody who was there at the time. Now, they were second, so that's fair enough. But if there was already a tournament announced on that date, then why are you putting a same one on the same day? And this is something that we're going to get into, okay? So, ADCC Ireland then announced their tournament. They opened registration for that on the 26th of January. The Irish Nationals opened their registration on the 1st of May, same date, 27th of September. And then the Shamrock Cup on the 25th of May announced that they were doing a tournament. And they have subsequently since announced an evening event, which is going to be a ticketed event with an under 80 kilo and an over 80 kilo four-man Grand Prix Gi division with a 500 euro winner for each division, as well as super fights and matchups that are there in the evening. Now, I'm just going to talk about and address the elephant in the room here, that this is one of the stupidest things that I have seen in the sport in Ireland in a long time. It is so stupid. And it's not that any of the organisers are stupid, but let's assess something here, right? If you are in the 1 to 2% of male or female athletes who have the chance of winning an absolute and your motivations are to win money, you should be doing the ADCC Ireland bracket to do the absolute. In my opinion, John Luca, Jermaine, Eric Souza, probably the best three chances at winning that absolute cash bracket if they wanted to do it, if they were going to enter. ADCC, depending on travel, depending on who's available. Rosa Walsh, Amanda, Pamela, Nicole, Zara and Grace. Grace Colley, Zara Di Tofano. They would all have, between those four and those three lads, Maybe we'll give Jack Dolan a shout out, since if the three lads don't show up. Like, so I'm going to say that there are eight people in the country that have a chance to win the money in the ADCC Ireland bracket, in the absolute bracket. Please make me eat my words, two new people to win it at the next event and me look like a gobshite. But if you are within the 1 or 2% of male black belts who like to train in the gi, and you're under 80 or over 80 kilo and your goal is to win money, then you should be trying to get onto the Shamrock Invitational at the ticketed event. Here's where the thing is going to be. This is where it's going to cut off, right? Now, if you listen to this as the episode, it won't make a difference. But I'm going to record this bit as a reel because I don't have the camera set up. So I'm just going to record this with my phone here. So we talked about maybe how little amount of people could potentially win the ADCC absolute money, who would legitimately have a chance of trying to win the under 80 or the over 80 in the gi, the Shamrock event. But like, I'm literally counting on two hands, male and female athletes who could have a chance of winning this prize money. Prize money is an excellent thing for the competitors to aim towards. It's thank you to the organizers who are putting the money up. It is an excellent thing that they're doing that. But it is also the 98% of other competitors that make your event happen, that make it run, that help the event run, cover the costs, put you in profit. It is the 98% of others. So there are some very unique factors at play here. The ADCC brand and rule set will definitely attract some people from Europe who are looking for experience prepping that rule set before ADCC trials. That's an absolute fact. For whatever my penny's worth is, it's probably attracted more high-level competitors to the country than any Irish Open ever has. ADCC Ireland tournaments have brought in more higher-level opposition for local people to compete against than the Irish Open has ever done. However, it's significantly shorter in comparison to, say, the IBJJF Dublin Open, where you could regularly get top black belts trying to chase points for major tournaments coming to Dublin. Now, as a coach, I can confidently say off the top of my head, maybe 10 people who train with us, either in Newry or Dundalk, who are training hard now, looking to compete in September, who have jobs, and most importantly, have disposable income. They want to give you their disposable income. All 10 of these people would have happily competed every weekend in a row back to back in September if it was available for them to do so. And I know that there are logistics. I know there's issues with venues, booking a venue in time, insurance, staff, who can be there, who's going on holidays, who has work, who has family. All of these things, they apply to everybody. Sometimes you may just have to go on that date. You might just have to clash. All right? That can happen. But five of you clashing on the same weekend, that's a bit of a stretch. That is harder to get behind. That is harder to think, what's that about? Now, the kids and teens from, in my opinion, from Leinster, from the north, the northwest at a push, or the west at a push, they should be going to solid ground for the experience there. Get as many of the kids and teens into the one tournament as possible and don't splinter that as best as you can, okay? For the ones who want value for money, maybe competing in the double elimination format, they will go to Grapple City. If you want to compete gi and no gi on the same day, you'll have to choose between the Irish Nationals and the Shamrock Cup. Irish Nationals has been around for a long time. There is a pocket of the community that massively support the Irish Nationals. There is a pocket of the community that do not. That is not something that I know enough about to be able to, and I would regularly talk about stuff in this podcast that I know nothing about and still talk about it and pass off as if I understand what I'm talking about. I do not know that situation. I like the organisers of both. They both run genuine tournaments. There has been some wires crossed at some point during the way where communication may have been able to help fix it a little bit sooner. And maybe now it's just a thing where, like, this bottle of San Pellegrino hates this Saxa table salt. But really, if you were to mix them together, they go really well together. But they actually just don't get along in the slightest. Or they think that they don't get along or something. I don't know. Terrible analogy. However, what I'm trying to say is that I know for a fact our competitive blue belts or purple belts or whatever, or maybe white belts who you want to be getting much more experience, they will probably be going to the one where the coaches are going to go. And they're probably going to go to the one where they're going to get harder matches. And I could have gone about this in a certain way and said, maybe there needs to be an unofficial honor system in place. If somebody has a date booked, they're already an established tournament, you should go the week after or 2 weeks after or the week before or 2 weeks before. This was absolutely definitely a thing in the past. This was either with MMA events or jiu-jitsu events. I am sure of it. I can remember it being a thing. But even forget about the concept of an unofficial honor system for a moment. Think of your pockets, okay? Think of the cash. There is a limited pool of people in Ireland who would be willing and want to regularly compete at jiu-jitsu tournaments in Ireland. The pool now has four other options on the same weekend to choose. They have five options. They might pick one, but they also have four other options. I do not know if I am stupid here, if I'm the problem, if I'm just not seeing something that's really obvious that should be slapping me in the face at how obvious it is. But I really do think that if one of these tournaments come out and said, here, lads, do you know what? Five tournament, we're all going on the same weekend. That's a bit much. We're going to move. We're going to move so that people have more chance. I think that's the move. We've changed the date so more people can come. Sorry about that. We didn't mean to clash. I think that tournament would be so well supported. If somebody just came out and like put their hands up and was like, here, sorry about that. Blah, blah, blah. We are oversaturating this weekend in particular. I, for a fact, would push people to go to those people for owning that situation and being like, yeah, sorry about that. Now, selfishly, I'd do that because then it means the people that I teach would get to compete twice at two separate tournaments. However, the problem is that there's a tournament in Cork the week before and Empire is the week after in the north. So I suppose, what am I giving off about? Because if somebody actually wanted to compete three weekends in a row, go to Cork, compete in Dublin, compete in Belfast or Newry, wherever it's been held. You could do those ones back to back to back. The best tournament experiences I had as a blue belt were when there were regular tournaments or when I would fly to England to compete. There's been times where I've competed gi and no gi on a Saturday and then fly home from England, compete on Saturday, fly home that night, you know, compete on Sunday. There was one tournament, I think it was either Blackpool or Brighton or Manchester, or something, competed on the Saturday, gi and no gi, flew home, and then got a lift to Donegal the following morning, competed on the Sunday. It is viable, and it will cost you money, but, and there is, like I'm looking at Smooth Comp here even now, there are very good established competitions in the UK over the next couple of months. But all it's going to take for us to be sitting in a position this time next year, saying like, oh, I wish there was more tournaments, is one of these organisers to take such a bad financial hit that they think, well, I'm not going to do that next year. Nobody supported me. I'm not going to bother doing that. There are competitors. We know there are a lot of competitors. And through slightly better organising and slightly better planning, maybe slightly better communication among people, that these competitors would be happy to compete at all of these tournaments on different days. But as I said, all it's going to take is for one of them to take a hit, decide it's not worth them doing it next year. Then that becomes only four tournaments or organisers willing to put on events in Ireland. Now, there are more than that. Of course, there are, but I'm just using this as an example. Out of the five that are going on the same weekend, somebody's going to get hurt. Somebody's going to get their nose put out of place and they're going to think, right, we might not do that next year. It's a nice short and sweet episode for today. I feel like I could rant on about it a little bit more. Please, if you've made it this far and somebody's annoyed, like, it's unbelievable that there are tournaments so regular in this country that we can give off or make fun of or make light of the fact that there's too many of them on the same weekend. You know, that is a good problem to have, but it could be, we could be spoiled for choice and people can compete every 2 weeks. I genuinely believe that with the amount of tournaments that happen in Ireland over the course of a 12-month period, they could probably be spread out so that you'd get a competition every 2.5 to 3 weeks. If it was like the first week of January, the fourth week, do you know what I mean? The fourth week, the third week of February, the second week of March, the last week of March, whatever, whatever, whatever. I think you could do that. But there's no one in charge of all of these people. You can operate a tournament at your own free will. You can do whatever you want. The staff are all independently hired by different things, different tournaments. So I'm not suggesting we need a governing body in the slightest. We had one before. I don't know what happened. It's gone now. People know who the main tournaments are. They generally support those main tournaments. Just worry about that. Anyway, thank you very much for tuning in. I'm flying to Wolverhampton. If you're listening to this on Friday, later on this afternoon, if you're listening to it later on Friday, I've already flown to Wolverhampton. If you're listening to it on Sunday, I've been and back. Flying to Wolverhampton to go to the Elite Junior Worlds event that they call the Worlds in England tomorrow. On Saturday, coming back Saturday evening, in and out, myself and my friend Cormac are going over with Oscar, one of the green belts from Team Torres. Oscar is a very good lad. And he was just kind of like, do you think I should do this tournament? And sent me the bracket. And I was like, yeah, do you want to? And he was like, yeah, I think I will. And then like just had registered. And I was like, all right, fair enough. So that'll be good. But I have to admit, I've been in some terrible places. I don't really have anything positive to say about Birmingham. And I'm sure that there is positives to say about Birmingham, but I do not have a lot positives to say about Birmingham. And secondly, the single worst breakfast I have ever eaten in my life was in Wolverhampton, and that's where we're actually going to. So I'm not as optimistic as I should be between flying into Birmingham, flying into Wolverhampton. I don't think a flight leaving Birmingham Airport that I've ever been on has left on time, which may bode poorly for a Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening spent in Birmingham Airport. However, I can't wait to see the standard at these tournaments because I do know they have a high standard and have had a higher standard over the years. But it is quite funny because if you do just check Smooth Comp, and I know that the Junior Elites is a kids tournament and Juvenile Blue Belts is the highest that you're going to get on it. But in terms of coaches being split or what priorities are in the gym, good luck also to anyone who's competing at the British Open, which is also the next city over in Birmingham. Maybe it's Coventry, actually. Yes, it's Coventry. Coventry and Wolverhampton are not far away from each other in the slightest. They are very close. It's on the same day, the same 2 days, the same weekend. So maybe this isn't just an Irish jiu-jitsu problem after all, with people putting tournaments on at the same time. Maybe it's just a jiu-jitsu problem in general. I am not sure. We'll figure that out eventually. Chat to you next week. Thanks a lot to everyone who bought a t-shirt. They'll be out to you as soon as I get my hands on them. Hopefully the 21st of July, all t-shirts will either be in the post or in people's hands. Have a great weekend. I'll chat to you next week. Episode 38 of Consistently Above Average is done.